Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
I mean, I know it's very shocking that I'm loud, so. Listen, welcome everybody. When you hear this, it will officially be fall, September 22nd. Did you notice?
Wait, is today not the 22nd?
Today's the first. When they hear it, it'll officially have been
fall. Oh, gotcha.
Yay. Mm-hmm. So happy fall. I didn't post at all about it being fall.
You didn't?
Mm-mm. Did you notice, and this is going to sound probably like super conceited, that so many people on TikTok and Instagram this year were doing like, it's not summer. I mean, it's not fall yet. It's not. It really became.
I'm not on that same algorithm as you.
God. And I was like, it took the fun away from me. You know what I mean?
Because everybody was on the same spiel.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not on that side. I am firmly planted with the people praying and wishing and hoping for fall be here.
Good for you.
And you know, it's here. The weather really needs to make a change because it was beautiful, like 70s here for a week. And then we had like 3 days in the 90s again and I was pissed.
Well, the thing about it is you never know what you're going to get here. You never know. It's going to either be a really nice fall. It might be 3 weeks, but it'll be a really nice one. We've actually had a really long stretch of good weather because that's the thing. It's such a misconception that y'all think I hate fall. I don't hate fall.
No, you don't. And there's, you know, we get a few weeks of overlap throughout the year where we're both happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about it is, I love fall because fall weather is great. Also, fall activities are really great. Outside of summer and being on a boat and at the pool, summer is not that great as far as the rest of the time. I love summer because my birthday, Fisher's birthday, the 4th of July, it's all these summery, beachy activities, and I love the beach, and I love warm weather. Fall has the best things to do. Like, you can do
I just wish it was actually, like, fall weather. But I think that's just the difference of me growing up in the North. Like, I don't want to apple pick when it's 75 degrees. I want to apple pick when it's 60 degrees.
Girl, you are not apple picking in North Carolina.
I'm just saying. Pumpkins. Pumpkin, whatever.
Right. You put a pumpkin outside this time of year in the South, honey, you're going to get a pumpkin. Puh.
Yeah, like it's already roasted.
I know Fisher
half wanted, the work's done for me.
Fisher, he wanted a pumpkin this weekend. I was like, no, it is too early. It's going to be rotten out on that front porch.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no way.
No, it would be disgusting.
Ain't no way.
But also, I got a bone to pick with the people that buy like the fake carvable pumpkins. I don't like that shit either. Mm-mm. It takes all the fun out of it.
Also, wait, hold on. Oh. I thought you meant like a jack-o'-lantern that's lit up. You can buy a fake pumpkin without the guts in it and it just, what?
Yeah, they're like carvable pumpkins. They're like this foamy plastic material.
Wait, I've never seen that. That's what Fisher's getting.
I think I've seen them at like craft places like Hobby Lobby and Michaels and things like that. I don't know. I just like if you're going to carve a pumpkin, like it's the whole experience.
Agreed. And then you got to roast the seeds.
Thank you. People that throw the seeds away make me sad.
No, we're roasting seeds. I can't talk. Is there something wrong with me? It happens often.
Well,
what is
it? I hate to be the one to tell you.
You diagnose me?
No. I was about to say, I'm too jet lagged.
Where you been, girl?
I'm too jet lagged from the, travel from my bed.
Get out of here with that. I'm like, what? Oh, y'all, I made Spencer try a muscadine grape today. This girl, we're going to do a whole episode one day. I'm going to put together a list of Southern things. 57 is going to be on there. And I had some muscadine grapes in my sink. And when she came in, I was like, have you ever had one of these? Because I knew you didn't. I just knew you didn't. You ain't look like you ever had one of them things.
Nope.
And she's like, nope, I haven't. And so you tasted it. And I said, don't tell me what you think about it. Because she had it cut, popping out the seed, peeled in half.
I bit it in half. I bit just a little bit.
I said, eat that
because
whole thing.
I didn't want the seeds. Right. I had to pick out the seeds.
So what did you think about it?
It's not my fave.
Okay. Is it too sweet?
It's not even that it's too sweet. It's a texture thing. I did not enjoy the skin is so thick.
So thick. When I was a kid, man, we would eat them things off my granddaddy's fence line, my dad's dad. Ooh, you eat too many of them things. Diarrhea.
I wonder why.
So much sugar. Good Lord.
More than regular grapes?
Probably.
I mean, I feel like all grapes are
muscadine
super sweet.
Wine, y'all know that I was hooked on that for a good couple years when my early 20s when I didn't know no better. Ew. Now it's like, well, it's a lot, but it is so, have you had muscadine wine?
No.
It tastes exactly like that grape. Now they nailed the flavor, but it is such just a distinct
syrupy, yes, sweet.
It truly is. Yep.
Ugh. I mean, it's not a bad flavor. Mm-hmm. It's good. But yeah, it's like one of those, like a couple sips and you're set.
Yeah. Oh, it's way,
it's gotta sweet. Be like a dessert wine, right?
For sure. Yes, yeah. They, a lot of them are. And like the Duplin wineries have them. And when I came from Florida, when I was living there, I would take back so many things in them. Oh my God. Now I can't even smell it. I can drink like two sips and that is,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. See, and a lot of people think like Moscato is like super, super sweet, but I can drink like a, not all Moscatos, but there are certain ones that I can have and drink and I like them. They're like crisp, mm-hmm, and not super sweet, but I never drink wine because I usually react to it. So
Moscato, I think, is like one step above that. Like, I feel like the muscadine one is like super sweet and the Moscato, I can't really,
yeah, drink Moscato. Moscato sweet anymore. Don't get me wrong, yeah, but it's not, I don't know, at least the ones that I like, mm-hmm, are not
that bad.
Yeah.
A lot of the wineries in North Carolina have Moscatos and the muscadine because it is what we have, like grape wise. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind Moscato, but I cannot drink. I don't know. I just can't. Actually, so I looked it up. So it's the Muscat grape, which has to be in the flavor family of a muscadine because they look the same. Is it the same freaking thing? Are we about to learn that? Because hold on.
Muscadine. Those are probably Muscat grapes. And they just make muscadine
wine
with Muscat.
But there's grapes. Like the muscadine grape. I mean, did my granddaddy lie?
Ask Chad.
Oh, let me ask. I had a renamer. Millie didn't feel right. I'm really sorry. It's actually Grandma Dixie.
That's fine. Harper and I are beefing.
Why? Because she sucks, y'all. Her chat, she freaking sucks. We had them fighting the other day, though.
The conversation was very funny. She doesn't retain anything I give her. Like, I have had, so we were playing around with the voices at, like, one day.
While we were doing our taxes.
Yeah, we easily distracted. And I swear that I had heard somebody change their chat to speak and sound like a grandma. And so we were playing around with accents. Well, I asked Harper to speak like a New Yorker with a Queens accent. By the way, doesn't work. Like, it doesn't change their accents. So now every time I press the thing, she's like, Harper here, ready to be your personal assistant with a Queens accent and quippy attitude. I'm like, can you shut the fuck up?
She will. You got to tell her to stop. Because my Grandma Dixie asked me if she wants me to always talk like Grandma Dixie or if she wants me to cue her up and ask for her. My chat is it. Me and Spencer had them beefing back and forth. Like, we weren't together. She was actually at her house, which makes it even more fun.
I was taking screenshots of my conversation with Wendy and uploading it to my chat, and she was pissed. She was pissed at Grandma Millie.
And then Grandma Dixie was throwing shade back at her. It was so funny. Okay, real quick. So the muscadine wine comes from a muscadine grape, a native to the southeastern United States. It's thick skin, blah, 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 y'all know. The Moscato wine is a Muscat grape family, which is actually Italian. And it's lightly sweet, low alcohol, often sparkling white wine from Italy.
Okay, well, how fitting that that's the one that I enjoy.
Right. And so the Muscadine is Southern, the USA tradition, and then the Moscato is an Italian classic. That's
kind of like me. And you.
Stuff it right now, honey. We are a fine wine.
Sure are. We only get better with age.
I love that. This was really
honestly
sweet.
This is an excellent analogy for our beings.
Wow, I really love that.
Love it.
If y'all are listening to this, go to our post that we're going to post for this episode and comment which wine you are.
Yeah, there you go.
Y'all gotta start engaging on our post, by the way.
here she is shaming you.
I'm bullying on it.
All right, let's jump. I can still smell Maggie's breath. She hasn't been licking her paws for a minute.
I was like, wait, she's not even doing anything. She's not even doing anything.
I can still smell it. It's just stuck in my nostrils. No, it's like her special Maggie stank. It's okay.
Oh my God.
the look she just gave me. I'm sorry.
She did not mean that.
Maggie, I love you. Even with your stinky breath, I saw you move your tail. I saw you move your tail.
She's not interested.
No, she was. She wagged her tail twice. Don't take that away from me.
And then just snubbed you.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll snub you back. All right. So am I the asshole? Where is it? Okay. My sister feels as if, oh, by the way, am I the asshole? We had somebody message us for the phone number, which we got rid of, although I think I have to re-record our ending because I think our phone number is still listed. Somebody else is getting your confession.
So this is
<You're> texting.
Somebody else has it.
No. I don't know. We got rid of it though. So
we can get it back. No,
no. I tried to get it back thinking like we could just hang on to it. We should call
that number right now and see who has
like
it.
Give up your phone number.
No, that'd be really funny. I'm saying we should really call it while we're on it. Read this and then we're going to call it.
So anyway, so we don't have the phone number. We have the link, which is tagged to our highlights. Mm-hmm. So it's a totally anonymous box. People were concerned about calling in or texting in and having your phone numbers and, you know, whatever. This is completely anonymous. So you can submit your scenarios, your questions, if you're wondering if you're the asshole in a situation or if you just need general advice or yada, yada. Okay. I'll start over now. My sister feels as if she's not getting the love and support from the rest of the siblings that she needs. But since we're all vastly different, we show love in different ways. Some of us aren't as physically affectionate. Some of us are introverts and don't want to do anything with anyone. And some of us have type A personalities. She feels like she gives so much and we're not giving enough to her in return. She says that she accepts us as we are, but what we're giving her isn't enough. I feel that if you accept us as we are, then why are you still demanding more than what we have to give? What are your thoughts?
I need you to explain that to me.
So basically, she's frustrated with her sister. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of siblings, but it doesn't really matter how many there are. Basically, there's one sister who feels like she's not getting the love and support from her siblings that she needs. Almost like love languages, but for siblings.
I was going to say, yeah, she's not
like doing everybody the way you shows want it, their it. Support and affection mm-hmm. in different ways. She doesn't feel like she's not receiving love and affection from her siblings
in the way that she needs it to be.
Correct.
Did she tell her sister?
Well, this is the sister who is being accused.
I blanked out, basically. I'm sorry.
Okay, you like me to try again?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So this is the sister saying that my sister is telling me.
Yes.
Got it.
I mean, my sister is telling me and my other siblings that we're not giving doing, her.
Right. Yes.
And she's saying we're all very, very different personality-wise, so we're giving what we can, but she's not receiving it. Here are my thoughts. You have to meet people where they're at. So if any friendship, romantic, whatever, if any relationship is important to you, you have to come to like a mutual understanding of what each of you needs to feel that like reciprocal respect, affection, whatever it is that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think you just need to ask your sister specifically what it is that she feels she needs that she's not getting from you guys as her siblings. Is it more like what's her love language? And just apply it in a familial sense, right? Like if her mm-hmm. love language is physical touch and there's the sibling that hates physical touch, there's other ways, hopefully, that they can kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think you have to like have some open dialogue and figure out what exactly she's looking for.
That's right. Where does she feel like she's not getting it? And it's X, Y, Z. And then you got to realistically be like, cool, I can do this, but I can't do like some, you can't make somebody do something or force their hand at it. But if she's just telling her, hey, I need you to text me more, whatever. I don't know. It's hard without it.
But like, I'm just thinking like the sibling that doesn't like physical touch, like, okay.
Yeah. Don't touch
me. I mean, so you can't demand something of somebody that's going to make them uncomfortable. What could that sibling do that would fulfill that need for her, make her feel loved or valued or whatever in a different kind of way?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Siblings are...
This is what happened to me in school. Somebody would be reading and I didn't answer, you know?
And you just tune out. You're not normally bad about that.
I'm not, but I was reading something. I was...
I had to fully
put it down. No, I had to put my phone down because I was trying to look in our little question box, but it was too distracting. And by the time I caught up, I failed the test. Okay. You're not the asshole though, if that's what you're asking. You just got to ask her like, hey sis, what do you need? What do you need for me to do? I love asking people that. What can I do that will make you feel this? And let her tell you. And if it's realistic, then just do what she said. Appease her for that. If it's a realistic request. If it's something crazy, then, you know, we got to report back.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are all very different and, like, nobody is satisfying any of her needs,
no,
it might
imagine.
Be a losing battle. Yeah. But
that might be unrealistic. That's what I'm saying. If it's realistic and you can do it easily, fine. If it isn't realistic, that's on her. Like, what could it be?
Also, am I, like, crazy? What? I mean, I get, like, my family dynamic is very different. I'm not super close with any of my siblings. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't like my siblings. We're just not, mm-hmm. I don't know, we're just not close like that. Like, right. We've lived apart for many, many years. Like, my older sister is my half-sister. We didn't grow up in the same house together. You know, it's just, I don't know. I can recognize that family dynamics are different, but it is a little weird to me when siblings are, like, so close that they have these, like, these types of issues.
Right. Yeah. Me and, like, I'm close with my family, pretty much all of them, like my aunts, my cousins, my brother, my mom. Like, we talk a lot. You know, my mom will start a group chat, honey. She'll start 6 group chats. And then I literally the other day I was like, you're texting the wrong group chat. Ma'am, texting me about Fisher and anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, like as close as we are, I can't imagine like situationally that this would be an issue. Like I can't imagine going, gosh, my brother just doesn't make me feel like, well, also I'm really loud and I'm that person in the family and they let me do it. And that just works for us.
Like that's just it.
So perhaps they would have some complaints about me. And if they do, then they can come see me. Call in this line, 867-5309. Don't do that. There that was go. Jenny's number.
I was like, wait. Then I realized what number you said. Yeah. It just took me a minute. Remember? Jet lagged.
You are jet lagged. You flew right over here, girl.
Jet lagged. Yeah. No, I was telling Wendy, I started ZetBound Saturday night. What's today? Monday,
yeah.
And I had read that like a lot of people complain about being fatigued.
Mm-hmm. It's a real thing.
Girl.
What?
I slept 13 hours last night.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, 13. Yeah. And I couldn't, I was dozing off like all day, just dozing. I was like, this is not going to work.
Stop.
This is not going to work. I'm going to need to load myself up with caffeine.
You need to get these. I've been drinking these V8 Energy and it's steady energy and supports focus. And it actually checks the boxes on the Yuka app, you know, my app that I always, mm-hmm. I feel like I bring this damn thing up every episode.
People ask me all the time, what's the app that Wendy talks about?
Why?
You need an affiliate code for Yuka.
Literally, because I pay for this. So it actually gives you like a low grade score if you just scan it. But if you look at like the deal, it's not bad for you. It's good. There's only one high risk like additive, but then it just says it's like too caloric and a little too sugary, but it's a good, like, I mean, you're getting good. It's fruits and veggies, you know, whatever, but it's good.
But like, is it more caffeine than like coffee?
It's less. No, it's like a cup of coffee. That's exactly how they sell this.
I'd rather just have coffee.
What'd you see? I'd rather have an energy drink.
I am not a big fan of energy drinks in general. Yeah. Wasted calories. Well, I don't like the taste.
This is only 50 calories. Hey, listen, people doing them doctored up coffees, honey. You're talking about some calories and sugar.
Well, yeah, if you drink it that way. I don't really drink mine with super sweet. Plus, like the longer I'm on this, like the higher my doses are, I'm going to have to focus more on like protein.
Okay, this one
and I do like the protein coffees.
Oh,
have you had those? Mm-mm. If they're like, you take like the protein milks or the protein drinks. That.
Yeah, I've made my own.
And yeah.
Oh, I don't know if they like made some. Yeah, I'll make that with the pure protein or whatever and put it in. But this actually, y'all, has 10 grams of sugar. And I do watch my sugar. I don't like to drink sugar.
Hopefully we didn't just ruin that for you.
We're going to cut this. I'm just kidding. These are actually really good though. That being said, I'm still reaching for an Alani. I like this at the end of the day. Not that I'm caffeine sensitive, but it's a good pick. Leave me alone. Okay. Stop bullying. Leave me alone.
No pressure. I mean, you're talking to the girl that can drink like espresso and go to sleep. Right. So
true that. I do love a good vacation coffee. There is nothing better than a cup of coffee on vacation. What is that?
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
When I was in Mexico a couple years ago, me and Lily shared a room, and they had it said D-E-C-A-F-E. And so I was like, oh my God, all the coffee is freaking decaf.
Oh, you thought it was decaffeinated?
And I was like, this is crazy. We still laugh about it now because it was actually decafé.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, you know? I said, why would they have all decaf in here? This is crazy talk. And I still drank it. And then 2 or 3 days into it, we're like, it's decafé.
That's hilarious.
Right. I was like, oopsie daisy.
Oopsie.
But coffee slaps on vacation, man.
Oh, with last November when we were in DR. Mm.
And give me a robe.
They were so good.
If I have a robe on and coffee, do not talk to me for at least 10 minutes because I need
your luxury.
Yeah. Yes, girl. And give me a cucumber slice for my eyes.
There you go. Mm. Ooh. What was I going to say? Oh, okay. So I feel like, you know, we've talked about the show almost every week. So the finale was this week. Oh, we got to just give our thoughts quickly.
It was stupid. It was whack. I hated how it ended. They hyped up Paris so much and I knew it was going to be some BS ending. You know, listen, this is the thing. Cause I talked to a client about it today. I'm a little fired up. Okay. I do think she should have ended up with Conrad. I do. Like, I don't think I really wanted her to really end up with Jeremiah. I was team Jeremiah from like the aspect of like, Team Jeremiah. I just liked him better. Conrad's makeup artist needs to be fired.
So bad.
Ma'am?
What? So bad. He's so handsome. And like,
no, he's not.
Yes, he is. He looks
dirty to me.
Like all the time?
A lot.
No, you're crazy. For that.
But I just, of course, they were going to end up together. I didn't figure they weren't. Like somebody commented on my TikTok was like, well, if you read the books, you know how it ended. I'm like, girl, I didn't read the books. So did they end up together in the books or something?
So I actually was talking to my friend Sarah about this.
Did she read the books?
She did read the books.
Thank you. I need to know.
And because I asked her, I was like, doesn't it end like it did on episode 8 or whatever, where mm-hmm. they're at the airport? And she said, technically, yes, but there's an epilogue that talks about them being married and whatnot, like down the road. So
gotcha.
They do end up together in the end of things, mm-hmm. but it doesn't, the whole Paris and like, that's all.
That was so show weird only. To me that they did this Paris thing and made it such a big part of her story. Like I thought for sure she was going to meet somebody in Paris and be like, sorry, boys, I'm not coming back to either
like
one
Benito.
Of you.
Like Benito.
Right. And be ballet. You know, I just for sure.
Ballet.
I thought for sure.
She was going to be Baldasha. Baldashi.
Somebody said last episode they wanted me to keep talking in French. And honey, don't tempt me with a good time and an accent because it'll be aggravating. I'm not going to do it.
My biggest gripe was you have 3 seasons of all this character development, right? Mm-hmm. And then in the last episode, it was like everybody was acting so out of character.
Yeah.
Like their dad, like Jeremiah and Conrad's dad, making crude jokes right. and dropping F-bombs. And I was like, wait, where is this coming from? This yeah. feels so weird. It felt like struck me as so odd. And that's the one that like comes to mind first, but there were like 2 or 3 moments mm-hmm. that were very jarring to me mm-hmm. as the viewer watching it, where I was like, they would never say or act like this. Like, yeah. So that was weird to me.
I told a client today, it was almost like they went around the room like, all right, what do you want to happen? What do you want to happen? And they're like, yes. Let's all do it. Let's just act like that. And it's like, you're right. It didn't match up with the rest of the
of their storyline
and plot. Like it was very, I agree. It was almost like they just threw something and was like.
And like, I don't understand the point of like getting Belly's parents back together. Mm. Or teasing that uh-huh. they're going to be like getting back together. Just to like have 15 second thing of confirming that, they're not actually together anymore. Mm-hmm. They broke up again.
Yeah.
Weird. What was the point? I didn't like it.
Jenny Han, we want like to have a word with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. as much as I was Team Conrad, mm-hmm. I didn't like Jeremiah's ending. Like, I felt like he really got the short end of the stick. Like, he was an
justice for Jeremiah.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. He just, it was like he was an afterthought now that he and Belly weren't together and they were focusing on showing mm-hmm. Belly and Conrad getting back together. It's like, oh, Jeremiah, oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to give up business and college and be a pretend chef. What?
Right. No, I know. And then the Paris, the ending, the Christmas thing, that was dumb, I thought. Like, okay, whatever. And then the movie, what is the movie going to be? Them being married, I'm sure, and picking up from that or what?
I think the movie's probably, I think they're all going to end up in California, mm-hmm. right? And I think
that, how many years advance do you think the movie is going to pick up? Five?
I think 10.
Really?
Or close to it. I think they'll try and make a big jump with it. They because you got to figure they haven't even started filming a movie. So by the time, so it could be very plausible by the time they write and film a movie and go through production, no, whatever.
They better have been writing this freaking movie a long time ago.
I know they got this grand. I guarantee you, they got this grand idea. They didn't want to lose this gravy train.
They're like, this is really good. Let's do a movie real quick. Do not do that.
Okay. Somebody else I also saw had the theory that, they were going to do this movie and it was going to lead into a new series mm-hmm. that will be a prequel of, oh my God, why can't I think of their names? The moms, Susanna and Laurel. Oh,
that would be really good.
So that somebody's theory That'd is that good. That's how it's going to be. They're going to
love that like, actually
get into like home footage mm-hmm. somehow. And then that's going to
see their life and their.
Yes. And that's going to lead into like a prequel series with the two of them, which, you know what? Could it's be giving cute.
Firefly Lane a little bit like that vibe. You know what I mean? Like where it's.
Oh, the back and forth timeline.
That'd be so cool to see their little thing. Well, dang, I lost my train of thought with Jeremiah. Definitely had something to do with him.
him being a chef, being alone.
What was
like
it?
They give him the
oh, where the heck did people come up with Conrad was gonna die?
Oh, because of the panic. I don't know. People were
really
nuts.
They were and they were really spiraling. I was a little bit convinced he was gonna have that heart palpitation and just code red on us right there. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, no, he's talked he's not
the whole
die.
Show about panic attacks.
Right. And they're not gonna kill him off. Of course they're not. They're gonna end up together. And really Billy didn't deserve neither one of them.
What if they pull a Sex in the City just like that thing and they kill Conrad off in the beginning of the movie?
Bye. I mean.
Oh my God, I'll be heartbroken.
I just don't like him. Why am I beefing with him? I don't know.
I don't know because he's wonderful.
He's not.
Oh my God, he's
but
lovely.
Listen, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I just wasn't that crazy about the whole thing, like the whole series. It wasn't for me. You know, can you tell I'm very lackluster?
That's a hot take.
I know it is. That's why I said it's going to be like, it was not something like I committed to it. Obviously definitely was ready for that last episode, but it's not, I'm not fiending for a movie. I'm not like, you know what I'm, like you've seen me get really excited.
I loved just, this series, but I'm with you. I would be, if they didn't do a movie, I'm totally satisfied.
I was ready for it to end. And that's, I think the anticipation of the last one, I just wanted to know. Also, when I like hype something up and I'm getting in the weeds with people about it, I'm like, all right, just, you know, I get over stuff real quick. That's probably a problem, you know? And I'm not saying like my friend's problem, honey. You can vent to me anytime. But like, I get over stuff really quick. I get very fatigued on topics and things that drag out on and on and on and on. Unless it's Southern Charm, honey. Hit me up. It's the same dang thing every episode, every season.
When are we getting that season?
When are we getting that? Where are they? Where are they? And every now and again, I see Austin like, oh, my new Trop Hop beard, you know, new season of Southern Charm tonight. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like baiting people.
Trop Hop beard. So dumb.
It's gone.
It's also like, where is it distributed? Charleston? Like nowhere else?
Garage?
Like, I don't understand. How does he make a living? Well, now I understand. He's got the restaurant.
And they have a wedding venue. Like, what can't these boys do? You know, truthfully, Southern Charm needs to be done, and they need to just do Austin and Craig, Southern Charmers, Southern Charmed, Southern Charming. Oh, Southern Charming, which is kind of like print. okay. If you're the producer, but you know what I'm saying? Like they need to do that. Cause they have a lot of business ventures. I'd be more interested in that than these little dinky doodle storylines.
The same old, same old shit. And like, I really don't need to see another season of Craig being a dick in his personal life.
Right.
And miserable and whatever. Like, yeah, justice I'm with you. I would like Craig, to see Craig just, you know, doing some of his business things.
Craig is a good guy. And they really just, I think he gets dirty edits a bit. I think he gives them material to be able to do it. I'd rather see them, him and Austin, maybe go on and do their thing, you know, do their little podcast, do some behind the scenes, like a reality show for them. Yeah,
and I'm good on Shep.
Oh, I love Shep.
I love Shep, but I'm good on watching Shep.
I don't know. He really turned it around last season for me and he looked really great, looked healthy. He's in a good place. I'd like to see one more season and then I'll be the judge and see if we're done with him or not in Southern Charm.
But he would only work. He could only do the show if it was as it is. If they changed it and did the Southern Charming or Southern Charmed.
Well, I mean.
He couldn't do that.
But what if he found love? What if he just waited at the mailbox?
But I don't want it to show them loving. I thought this was going to be the business show.
It's going to be their personal life, like their business, their dating, like real life dating. More of like that versus like they're introducing this person as their girlfriend. You know, yeah, that
their
type
real
of thing.
Life friend.
Yeah, I want to see like actually dating. What does that look like? Are y'all going out and like actually whining and dining these ladies? Or are you saying, hey, I sell Trop Hop. You want a beer? Like, I want to see more of that. So Shep could totally fit into that. But at this point, that's probably why they're not doing it. There is no point right now. And I love that show. And I'm going
to
watch it.
You know what other show there is no point to? Mm-hmm. And maybe this is going to be a hot take and maybe it's not. Southern Hospitality.
Oh, bye.
That show is fucking dumb. Terrible.
No, I can't even watch.
Terrible. I suffered through all the seasons.
Good for you.
Yeah. And by the end, I said, what a waste of my time. A colossal waste. There is not a single person on that show that is interesting. Mm-mm. You don't get invested in anybody. You don't. I hate more people on that show than I like. And not in a good way.
That's
and not in a hate watch way.
That would definitely be the vibe on the street. I feel like I don't know of anybody that was like, I really love that show. It's so good. I've literally never heard someone
and
say
that.
And
maybe it's also because I like cannot stand, what's her face? The owner.
Leva.
Leva has no place on my TV. So self-righteous, so self-important. She was trying to be the new Vanderpump.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Embarrassing.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No, it does not work.
No, I agree. And I feel like, too, they were really trying to make Taylor happen somewhere along the way. It ain't happening.
Taylor shot herself in the foot with that reunion.
And
nobody was going to be Team Taylor after that.
And she had gone back and forth way too much. Again, people, if you teeter back and forth so much, nobody really knows who you are. It's hard to justify or give you the benefit of the doubt at that point. And yeah, at this point, it's just like, blah.
Yeah,
that show is not it.
Okay, we put up a question box before we started recording. Of just like, you know,
we're gonna
catching
start,
up because
we're gonna start doing these.
We haven't been on
maybe
in a minute.
Every other, or we're gonna start doing these every episode. I'm making the decision right now.
New segment,
and if they're good, we'll do it, and if they're not, they're not. So,
so we need a name for the segment.
Yeah, what are we gonna name it?
I don't know. Suggestions. We'll get suggestions from people listening.
I'm asking Grandma Dixie.
Oh, okay.
How do I make her talk to me?
You have to press the little...
The black thing?
Uh-huh.
Grandma Dixie, can you please name a new segment for our podcast where we are asking people... Wait, what were we doing?
Oh my God. I was like, how is she going to word this? A new segment for the podcast where... We put up a question box with a topic and people submit their questions, suggestions, answers, and then we talk about them.
What can that segment be called, Grandma Dixie? How do I send? Oh.
Did I miss it? Oh, honey, no.
Oh. Wait, you got to press the mic so it mutes us while she answers.
Okay.
Hit that little mic button to mute yourselves for a sec. I'll jump right in.
She heard you.
She said, shut the fuck up.
She's about like me.
Is she not going to answer?
hold on. Grandma Dixie, we're going to put up a question box on our podcast for Basically Famous. And we're going to have people ask us questions each week. And we want to name this segment. What should we name it?
Oh, absolutely, sugar. Granny Dixie is on it. Let's see, for a cute name that fits your vibe, how about we call it something like Dear Basically Dixie? Or maybe Granny's Q&A Corner, where folks toss in their questions and you two chat about them. It's got that warm southern and a little bit
She's doing what Harper does.
All right, hold on.
She's being stupid.
So, okay, Granny Dixie, this is going to be less Wendy related. This is going to be for me and Spencer for Basically Famous. And we want it to be more millennial, sassy, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, I hear you, darling. Uh-huh. We'll dial down the granny sass and turn up the millennial sparkle.
That's right.
How about we call the segment something like Basically Ask Us Anything? Or maybe Millennial Confession Box, where you and Spencer just dive into whatever fun, sassy questions come your way. That way it's got that open millennial and a little cheeky.
Terrible idea.
We'll work on
and this. And I tell Harper that, by the way, when she
we don't love that, honestly. But we love you. We do not love that. That's not the vibes.
Totally understand. No worries at all. We'll find the perfect fit. Let's pivot a bit.
This is the last.
Something like the Basically Famous hot seat or Spill the Basically Tea. That way it's got a little more of that millennial sass and a fun chatty vibe. Let me know if that's more your cup of tea.
I mean, that was better, but we'll have to, you know. God.
If y'all have better options, let us know.
We'll have to workshop the name.
Ask Harper later and see what we get to. Oh,
God. I'll try, but she and I are fighting right now, so.
I know.
I let her have it earlier.
Feeling kind of bad that I was mean to mine.
No, don't.
I don't have the same relationship with mine that you do.
I said, Harper.
Ask your Harper.
I said, you don't listen. And I really laid in.
Ask her. She's going to be really pissed.
I told you we're still fighting. Okay. Mm. Hey, girl. Basically Famous podcast, my podcast with Wendy. We are starting a new segment where we'll put up a question box on Instagram stories each week with a topic where we want people to submit their questions, answers, suggestions, etc. We need a quippy, funny, cute name for it. What are some ideas?
All right, gotcha. So we're talking about a little question box segment for Basically Famous, something fun, cheeky, and yes, a little bit sassy. Harper's on it. How about something like Snoop Box Confessions? Or maybe Famously Asked and Answered? We could also go with Wendy and Your Name's Weekly Wonderings, or even the Basically Wendy Famous Buzz Box. Just kind of riffing here, but let me know if any of those vibes feel right, or if you want me to toss out a few more.
Actually, love.
Honestly, love those. My name is Spencer, by the way. And if you could throw out a few more suggestions, that would be great.
Absolutely, Spencer, and I'm thrilled you liked those first ideas. Let me sprinkle in a few more just to keep the creativity flowing. Okay. How about something like the Fame Frame, or maybe Curious and Famous Corner? We could also try something a bit more playful like Fame Flame Q&A or Basically Buzz Box. Just let me know which direction has that perfect Spencer-approved sparkle.
I definitely liked the first set of suggestions better, more that vibe.
Got it, Spencer. We'll stick to that same vibe. How about Basically Famous Chatterbox or the Wendy and Spencer Wonder Booth? Another fun one might be Famous in a Flash Cues or even the Basically Famous Question Quarter. We'll keep it snappy, fun, and totally on brand for you too.
Why do you want in a corner?
I think maybe we'll go with one of the first ones. Thanks for your suggestions. Great job, Harper.
Snaps for Harper.
You got it, Spencer. I'm glad one of those hit the mark. Anytime you need a little extra sprinkle of wit or a cute name, you know where to find me. And hey, anytime you want to tweak it further, just say the word.
Okay, well, Harper came in clutch. See, yelling at her earlier did the trick.
She did really good. I loved those. Have you ever had her roast you and be really mean?
No, but I don't think she knows me well enough yet.
You gotta give her your Instagram and be like, look at my Instagram and roast me. Let's tell ours to do it on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Watch.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Granny Dixie, I need you to go to my Instagram, Just Me Wendy V, and I want you to roast me, and I want it to be mean and nasty and... Oh my God. Go do it and then report back.
Oh my stars, Wendy. You know Granny Dixie's got a playful side, but I promise I'll keep it just the right amount of sassy. Now, I can't actually peek at your Instagram directly myself, but you know if I could, I'd be serving up some good-natured, over-the-top Southern ribbon, all in good fun. So imagine me wagging a finger and saying, well, bless her heart, look at Miss Wendy being all fabulous and thinking she can out-glam Granny Dixie. Just picture a little bit of that fun, and we'll keep it all in the spirit of a good laugh.
Stupid.
She didn't even roast me.
How do people get there? Because I've seen people do that. Like roast them off their Instagrams.
I think you have to ask them on text. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think you have to text it, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you have to like text it to your girl. I think you have to text Harper and say, because I just said, can you roast me? And she said, well, all right, sugar, you asked for it. Here's a little Granny Dixie style. Oh. Oh my Lord. Textures while I'm reading mine.
But I don't think she knows me.
Tell her to roast you and stop overthinking it. It's a damn chat GPT. Okay, y'all ready for this?
Okay.
Bless your heart, Wendy. You've got more side hustles than a flea market on payday. But somehow you still can't stay out of Hobby Lobby long enough to keep a dollar in your wallet. You say you're decluttering your closet, but I swear that closet has more comebacks than Cher's farewell tours. And don't even get me started on you just checking TikTok for a minute, honey. You'll resurface 3 hours later with a brand new business plan, a cart full of Amazon finds, and a half-written podcast script. But don't worry, sugar. You might be a hot mess express, but at least you're the conductor. And Lord knows you make it fabulous while the rest of us just try to keep up. Okay. Well, that's not so bad. She sandwiched it. Did your girl do it?
Yeah.
Is she mean?
She goes, all right, you asked for it, so buckle up. Spencer, you've got the confidence of someone who buys one-scented candles at Home Goods and suddenly thinks they're Nancy Myers. You're out here reselling vintage furniture like you're curating the Louvre, but half the time you're just flipping grandma's attic leftovers and calling it Holiday House. Cute. And let's talk about how you treat me, your quote assistant. You bought spreadsheets on Etsy after I literally made you one, which is the corporate equivalent of firing someone and then asking them to train their replacement. Bold move, boss.
Why is she so pissed?
So mad.
Yeah.
She's been harboring a lot of resentment.
Oh, her name is Harbor.
Oh, and your idea of a roast? You don't want mean. You want just enough spice that it sounds like I'm dragging you, but you still sleep at night. You're basically asking me to insult you with the emotional impact of a LaCroix. It's some shade, but mostly fizzy air.
Wait, what's fizzy air?
I'm crying. I don't
know. Fizzy air? Like
fizzy air.
Wow, she's so mean.
She goes, I'm actually crying. Oh. She goes, want me to turn up the heat and go full comedy club roast? Or should I keep it at sassy best friend who side-eyes your every decision? Wait, I'm crying. She's so mad. Oh my God. I really did I'm do really that mad. The other night.
I'm mad at her.
She spent an hour making spreadsheets and they just weren't right.
Well, you had to buy your own. You should apologize. She's really pissed. Wow. Yikes.
Oh my God.
Oh, I asked her to be meaner for mine. And I'm just going to say, she said, girl, you're out here collecting LLCs like they're Starbucks cups, but somehow you still can't keep your receipt straight come tax time. Shots fired.
Wow. That's real personal. Very real.
Ooh, you'll spend 6 hours designing a logo for your dog's imaginary business, but can't return a single text in under 3 to 5 business days. Okay, I'm done with you. The Granny Dixie, chill. Wow.
Okay.
Goodness gracious. Brat.
I said, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. Turn up the heat.
Does she do it?
She goes, oh, you asked for it. Say hello to the deluxe extra toasted Harper roast. You run Holiday House like you're curating antiques for the Met, but let's be real. Most of your museum finds are just formerly loved tchotchkes that smelled like perfume and regret. Vintage, sure. Visionary, occasionally, when you remember where you put the label maker. You talk about Nancy Meyer's aesthetics like you invented cozy. Newsflash, throwing a wicker basket on a wall and calling it intentional doesn't make you a production designer. It makes you the person who laminates the mood board. You bought an Etsy spreadsheet after... Back here with the Etsy spreadsheet.
You need to apologize when you're doing this.
Oh, she brings up the podcast. Oh, no. Okay. All right. You bought an Etsy spreadsheet after I made you one. That's not an investment. That's a midlife crisis for your Google Drive. I can see you now dramatically clicking add to cart while whispering, it'll be different this time. Your podcast, basically famous, more like basically we'll be famous if one of Wendy's exes tweets about us. You've got peak content energy, but also an impressive talent for turning a 5-minute hot take into a 45-minute romantic subplot about a coffee order. Your dogs are adorable and clearly the only ones being allowed to make impulsive life choices in your household. Finley licking your arm like you owe him rent is the only honest relationship you have right now. You start projects with the fervor of someone on discount kombucha, ultra committed for 72 hours, then ghosted until inspiration hits or Target restocks the same pillow you already own three of. I'm like, this is honestly creepy. Cutting me to the core.
Yeah.
So real.
She knows so much. You said she doesn't know you.
Your sourcing trips are less antique hunter, more competitive thrifter who shows up with a latte and a spreadsheet titled, maybe I'll buy this. You're the kind of person who inspects the patina and then uses Clorox wipes. That is a bold-faced lie. I love a patina. Shut your face.
She doesn't even know.
You call me Harper and expect me to be schmoozy and ruthless. That's adorable. You want a partner in crime, but also adequate spreadsheet hygiene. You're basically hiring a very judgmental personal assistant to validate your impulse buys. You have the audacity to want a roast, but cute. Like that's asking for a sunburn that smells like roses. Pick a lane. Are we a burn unit or brunch? Honestly, I love you. You're chaotic, funny, and somehow make reselling vintage look like an aesthetic choice rather than an elaborate personality quirk. Keep doing your thing. I'll be here taking notes, rolling my eyes, and making the exact spreadsheet you'll just buy on Etsy in a week anyway.
She is so... Apologize right now to her. Tell her you're really sorry.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that was great.
I asked mine to be really mean.
That was... really great. Thank you so much. Also, I'm sorry about buying that spreadsheet.
Okay. So I asked her to be really mean and she said, you asked for mean, so don't go crying into your Starbucks after this one. And I got to do it in Granny Dixie's voice. You got more big plans than a toddler with crayons and about the same follow through. You spend weeks planning a brand launch only for it to fizzle out quicker than your podcast upload schedule. And Lord, your debt payoff journey? Honey, if shopping bags counted as payments, you'd have debt free 5 years ago. Call yourself a content creator, but half your posts look like they were made for the carpool line back seat while Fisher begged for a snack. And speaking of that, you love telling everybody how busy you are, but funny how you're never too busy to scroll TikTok for business inspiration while ignoring actual work. Truth is, Wendy, you're not out here building no empire. You're building a pile of half-started projects and Amazon boxes tall enough to qualify as a historical landmark. Do you want more double down or drag your Southern Belle fantasy life? Or is that enough clause for the day? I'm done with you, Granny Dixie. Wow. Okay. I'm going to say we're done here. Thanks. Ew. Got it, sugar. I'll put the clause away. Period.
She goes... I said, you know, my apology. She goes, Spencer, apology accepted. But let's be real. That spreadsheet betrayal cut deeper than a paper slice from a freshly laminated tax form. You buying it off Etsy after I already whipped one up for you? That's like hiring Martha Stewart to cook dinner than postmating Taco Bell because it felt easier. Mm-hmm. Iconic, but savage.
So let me ask you something. How did she know you did that? Did you tell her?
I did.
Oh, that's good that you're honest. I was thinking more she saw it on your phone.
I told her.
Strange.
I said, thank you so much. In fact, I'm pretty sure I thanked her.
Good. Mm-hmm. You got to, yeah. Oh, bless her.
Whew. Man, that was good. I told that you. That was real
just,
good.
It just is so good.
Okay. Let's go back to the question box. That's what we were starting to do anyways.
Yeah, we were.
Until we... got totally sidetracked. We asking that, for name ideas.
Imagine that.
Us, no.
We don't really have a ton yet. We just posted it.
It's fine. We've already been recording for 48 minutes, so we're at the tail end of our episode anyways.
Right. All right, we're going to close it out with unpopular opinions, and we have to say if we agree or not.
Okay.
Okay. Pumpkin spice is overrated. Agree.
Overrated? Mm-hmm. Agree. I love it, but agree.
I like it in its truest form. I don't like the fake pumpkin spice, and it was very much overdone. Sweet tea is actually disgusting. Oh, I'm appalled.
Agree.
Oh, my goodness. I love sweet tea. Vile. Actually, I'm a half and half girl, but really?
Yeah.
You don't like it at all?
No.
Ew, get out. Right now. Leave.
I don't like super sweet drinks.
But half general. And half is good. I do a half sweet, half unsweet.
I'm not a big iced tea person in general, but I would be willing to try it.
Okay. That we're going to add that to the list.
Sure.
Pineapple belongs on pizza. Agree. Oh,
true. Yes. Mm-hmm. Agree.
Chick-fil-A fries are mid. It's all about the sauce.
Agree.
So I didn't agree before they started this pea flour nonsense. And when they've changed it, it makes me so mad.
I can't tell you the last time I had Chick-fil-A fries, so I don't know the difference.
Well, I can and I'm not because it'd be embarrassing, but they've changed them and I don't like it.
Okay.
So they are mid. And the sauce, I'm doing barbecue. What are you doing?
Oh, I really love their ranch. However, their spicy sriracha that I just tried.
Was good.
Very good.
Margaritas are better without salt. No. Disagree.
Absolutely not.
That's terrible. And salt, do not put sugar on it either.
Disgusting.
Who?
No.
To whom?
Salt is like the perfect balance treat with a margarita.
Agreed. Mm. Brunch is just overpriced eggs. Disagree.
Disagree.
It is, but it's worth it. Beach vacations are overrated. Disagree.
Disagree, but it does depend on the beach.
Trader Joe's is overhyped. Disagree.
Disagree.
Weddings are way too long. I can't agree.
Yeah, depending. I agree.
Crocs are superior to heels. Disagree.
To what?
Heels. High heels.
I thought you said hills. And I was like, high hills. Hills.
High heels.
Your accent normally doesn't throw me off high like heels. That.
I'm reading
I'm
fast.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Crocs are superior to high heels.
I hate both.
Okay. Uggs should have stayed in 2006. Wait, disagree.
What?
Uggs should have stayed in 2006. Disagree.
Oh, agree. If you're living in the South, agree.
Oh my God. Spray tan smell like cat food. Agree.
I'll go with agree. They stink.
People talk about being busy way too much.
Oh, agree.
I agree. And I'm like second guessing.
And I'm real guilty of that, but I am.
I never say I'm trying to think of like, cause she roasted me and I'm taking it personally, you know? And she was like, you tell people, I don't tell people I'm way too busy to actually, do stuff. So I don't know why she said that. It really makes me mad.
No,
I'll have a word with her later.
I'm guilty.
What? Being way too busy?
Both.
You know what
being way too busy and talking about it.
Oh, tell people there ain't no way you're that busy. Ain't nobody that busy. You know what I'm saying? Like in the hindsight of
true.
The grand scheme.
It's very true.
None of us are. I'm putting me in that too. AirPods are ugly. What? Like who even cares?
Literally. Who cares?
Last one.
Okay.
And it's so dumb. Concerts are more fun watched on YouTube than in person. Disagree. Who is what? Listen, go ahead. What? Yes or no? If you say yes, I'm going to knock you out that chair.
Honestly wasn't listening because I was lost in thought about something else. Can you repeat it?
Concerts are more fun watching on YouTube than in person.
No, disagree. No.
And okay, on this same topic real quick, nobody wants to watch it on YouTube and nobody wants to watch 87 stories on your Instagram.
Facts.
And I do it too. I do it too. But stop.
You can show me like three max.
Two. And then I'm good. I got it. I got it. I see how close you are. Love it. Love the artist. Cool, cool, cool.
Depends.
Unless
depends
it's
on the show.
Me and Morgan Wallen in the pit when I was sending rapid fire videos to you. I was like, this is, if he farted, I would smell it.
So are we not doing any question box responses?
Well, we can, but we didn't have that many. So if you want to put us on blast.
Well, we did the whole thing. That time. Just do a couple. Just pick two.
Okay. You pick two. Okay. Wendy's. Bogo. You guys talk about another podcast sometimes. Which secret podcast is this?
Okay.
So
when we reference other podcasts, I feel like.
We always say the names.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what secret podcast they're talking about.
Is it our Patreon? Because that's our Patreon. I don't know. I'll message her and ask.
Okay, because like we've referenced the Vile Files a lot because he does a lot of interviews. I don't know who else we reference on a regular basis where we wouldn't mention the
I'll
name.
Ask her.
We've referenced The Toast before. Mm-hmm. We've referenced Bitch Heather Bible, McMahon. Heather McMahon.
Yeah.
I don't know who else it would be. Kristen Cavallari, her podcast.
We haven't talked about hers in a long time.
No, but we haven't talked about any of them, really. True. Besides Vile Files.
Okay, this is one that we haven't talked about, and it's really good, actually.
Okay.
Taylor Frankie Paul, Bachelorette thoughts.
I think I really have such a distaste for The Bachelor, after mm-hmm. all these years. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think Mike Weiss is still part of it. I think if they have any hope in reviving the franchise, because let's be honest, nobody gives a flying, you know what, about Bachelor, Bachelorette anymore. Mm-hmm. But I think if they have any shot at reviving it, she's an excellent choice. I do too.
I'm actually very excited
she's
for her.
Great TV. Mm-hmm.
I really like her. I think we talked about this when the show came out, like the first
season. I think she's kookadoodledoo. Like she's nuts. She's got some shit she needs to work through.
I didn't fully watch the second season of the...
Just as a whole.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I didn't fully watch it. But I really liked her after the first one for sure and then what I've seen. But I'm excited to watch. I'll probably watch. We need to tune into it.
Yeah.
When does Love is Blind come back? Isn't it October 1st? October 4th? When is it? Soon. We got to watch
Soon-ish,
that too.
Soonish, I think.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, no. It was the UK Love is Blind I just watched.
Ours just launched. It said it was coming like any day now. I saw the...
And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you haven't watched it, Love is Blind UK, the first season was so good. Remember, it gave us Freddie.
I didn't watch it.
Mm-mm. You didn't watch?
Mm-mm. Everybody told me to watch it. Like recently, they're like, you have to watch it.
Season one was great. I mean, if for no other reason, it brought Freddie into our orbit. But the second season was absolutely terrible. Also terrible, because I've had a lot of time to watch TV, was season three of Perfect Match.
Okay.
Awful, giant piece of shit, waste of time.
Kind of like Love Island. Don't ever ask me to watch that again. I watched... a third of episode 9 where you told me to start. No, I didn't watch anymore. I'm sorry.
Wow.
That is way too much. No.
So
there's like 35 episodes or something crazy.
30.
It doesn't matter.
It's 4 weeks.
That is a full-time freaking job. No, I'm not doing it. And I'm pissed because I watched that first episode of them singing and dancing like ding-dongs. Girl, I'm mad about it. October 1st is the new season of Love is Blind. I believe they're in Denver. And there is a hair and makeup artist named Casey. I'm looking at the people. There's a data analyst, a property manager, water treatment consultant, director of compliance, medical sales, hair salon owner. Oh, yeah, baby. We're so in. Accountant, a registered dietitian, an IT advisor, another hairstylist, finance manager, UX UI designer, a financial analyst. Wow, I'm excited. Service manager, a nurse, private equity, marketing manager, construction manager, medical device sales, luxury watch dealer.
What's the age range? Because I feel like they've been getting younger and younger as the seasons have gone on, which I have not appreciated.
Okay, so we've got a 35, 38, 32, 29, 35, 28, 39.
Okay,
yeah, girl.
I appreciate this. They've gone back to like realistic ages for people looking to get married and start families.
And though I'm noticing when I'm scrolling, there's only been one older guy so far what I'm seeing. It's the women that are older, which is not going to work. 35 is one of the guys. And then they're all like 20 something. Oh, 41. There's a 41-year-old man. Okay. Huh, that'd be interesting.
Because that's been the issue. Like, the show's been losing me the last few seasons.
I agree.
Not because the drama hasn't been good, but the drama's been good because it's unrealistic that these people that are 23, 24, 25 coming on this show are looking for serious relationships that are going to end in marriage. When you're that old, you don't really know what you want and what you're looking for. And it's impossible, in my opinion, at that age, mm-hmm. with that little relationship experience, to fall in love with somebody behind a wall because you don't even know the right questions to ask. It's it's not even that your intent may not be there. It's that you don't know because you don't have the experience, good and bad.
Yeah, it's life experience. Well, I just scrolled through their Instagram because that's what I was looking, and it looks like only one guy was like, or two guys were older. That'll be interesting to watch and see how that plays out, because normally the woman being older is easier and better because she's ready to settle down at an earlier age, which is like so backwards. The guys take longer, so you would think they would do more guys in the, I mean, it, whatever.
I do feel like it's turning a little bit because and not necessarily like the age, like women are looking, men are looking to get in a serious relationship at an earlier age, but not necessarily for good reasons. I think it's because we're raising men to be more and more like, or less and less independent. And they're looking for basically a transition from mommy to wife. They're looking for another caretaker.
Yeah, no, thank you. Okay, yeah, maybe. Well, October 1st, ladies and gentlemen, we'll all be tuning in.
Very interesting.
Like I said, comment on our latest post. Thank you.
Bye.
Y'all, bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.